The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It is 10 o'clock. We are here live. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And Howard Vergalis was not kidding you, folks. We really are here live. It is the day after Christmas. Most of the hosts in the country are probably taking the day off. Some of them always do. Some only sometimes do. We are not. We are here live. Our lines are open from the top of the show, as always. Number is area code 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. We are here, as always, to do a couple of things. Talk about some things that are going on, bring you some current information, topics of interest for us. But if you want to be part of the show and talk about what you want to talk about, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 222-TALK, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Callers are always moved to the head of the show. You are very important. We will have a trivia question. But first, I want to welcome everyone. You regulars, thank you. We appreciate it. Without you, there's no show. But if you're just catching this for the first time, maybe some other show is a rerun and you tuned in, or maybe you're driving out to return everything you got yesterday that was sort of a dud, well, stick around for the hour and see. You might learn something, might have some fun, and if you like it, come back next week and tell your friends. And yes, we will be here live again next week on the 2nd of January. No rest for those of us who like live radio. I don't like used radio.
No, nothing fun about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like old fish or something. Well, man, a lot has happened. I think I would be remiss if I didn't send out some condolences to the people of Alabama and Mississippi. That is no way to spend Christmas dodging floods and tornadoes, and it's not over yet, folks. It's looking really bad over there. I guess part of what we should do is be so grateful for what we have here, because if this isn't a nice day, I don't know what is.
No kidding. It is really beautiful. Great day for some football and relaxing with the family.
You could do anything today. Absolutely anything. Unfortunately, one little event we have to do today that we don't like, because we had loss of a friend this week, and that was very sad. It would have been sad had it come at a weekend other than this one, but it didn't, and that's the way it is. And we're a little powerless to do anything about that. So let's do something that's a lot more fun, like talk about the market this week.
Yeah, a lot more fun than last week and the week before, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the markets rose during the short week, and it kind of gives us hope that we might actually end up higher than last year.
I'm still counting on it.
Yep, the Dow and the NASDAQ both gained 2.5%, while the S&P gained about 2.8%, and all three are still slightly negative for the month of December, but for the year, the Dow is the only one that's still negative, down 1.5%. So yeah, we could easily fix that next week.
Yeah, you're not getting rich on the other ones either, but hey.
Yeah, NASDAQ's not too bad, up 6.6, so not a bad year.
Still, though, it's a thin market, meaning a few stocks are driving it all. It's been a hard year to make money, and that will not change between now and next year.
It was a little better this week.
There was a little more breath in it.
Yeah, definitely. So this week was mostly positive, with the markets rising Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then all but the NASDAQ pulled back slightly on Thursday during the short trading session. And the markets basically ended up in the middle of the range that they've been trading at towards the latter half of this year. So that's encouraging. There looks like we have some momentum going into the last week of the year.
A little strange thing going on the oil patch this week, too.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that. Oil actually had a pretty nice week.
It did. Yeah. And the question is, can it be sustained?
Well, there were a couple of positive signs. The inventory report on, I think, Wednesday was a surprise. The inventories declined a lot more than what people were expecting.
How many times have we said, when prices get so low, people stop producing and everybody else starts using more? It had to reverse eventually,
yeah.
And it seems as though it did.
Well, I'm not going to say that it's a trend at this point.
One week doesn't make it.
No. But the rig count was down too, which is another positive for pricing of oil. In other economic data, it was kind of mixed. GDP growth was revised down from 2.1 to 2.0, but they were expecting 1.9, so that was actually a positive. And then in the housing market, existing home sales dropped 10.5%, and new home sales actually increased 4.3%, with the median price of those homes climbing to $305,000, which shows healthy growth in both volume and price, which is a good thing. But perhaps the best economic news that came out this week was that personal income rose 0.3% in November, which brings it up to 4.4% on the year, coinciding with a spending increase of 2.9%. And that spending would probably be further up if not for the dramatic decrease in oil and gas prices. So not a bad week, or not a bad year in the personal income category.
All right, looking at the near future, there is a phenomenon in the market that is referred to as a Santa Claus rally. You can read all kinds of definitions of it if you want to. I prefer Investopedia for most of these things that are just definitions. And according to them, Santa Claus rally happens in the last five trading days of a year and the first two of the next year. And the theory is that people are out shopping and returning things and then buying other things, and they've got some money for Christmas or whatever. Some people have things that they have to spend by the end of the year. They might be out spending. Whatever it is, maybe it's just the good cheer found in the market, hence the name Santa Claus rally. Now, is it a given that means the market is going to go up? No, it is not a given. However, in the last 45 years, there is a statistical chance that the Santa Claus rally will take place. I'm going to narrow the range right up front. That chance is greater than 50% and less than 100%. So today's trivia question, plus or minus 1%, what are the odds that the Santa Claus rally, meaning the next six or so trading days, once we get at it Monday, will actually result in something positive? If it does, and if we're lucky enough to have it do that this year, then we'll wind up just about where the old man forecast for the year.
Yep, and if it doesn't, then might be right.
It'll be more like the young man forecast for the year. One of the few times we didn't agree completely, but we were off only by a little smidgen anyway, so yeah, one way or the other.
We're going to be close.
Yeah, if we avoid any kind of a major meltdown or anything, it's going to be an okay year, although a real hard one to make money. Well, the music's playing. We've got a few seconds to again wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Please don't go. We'll be back right after the break. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here live on the 26th of December, taking your calls. The lines are open at 222-TALK. It's 904-222-8255. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the market or what you got for Christmas. We have some things to discuss here that are kind of fun. We have some things that are not too much fun, but we also want to talk about us a little bit. And with that in mind, I'm going to turn you over to Adam, who does it far better than I do, and he'll tell you why we're here and how to find us when we get out of here.
Sure. So when we're not doing the radio, we're actually fee-only financial planners located in Jacksonville Beach. We're right off the Butler Boulevard, off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit. You can always call us at 904-685-1505. And then if you want to find us online, we do have a website. It's www.vanweefinancial.com. And on that website, we do a blog. We put a lot of the stories that we talk about here on the radio, but then we also put some that we don't, so check back regularly for updates. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Van Wee Financial, or if you're into Twitter, at Van Wee Financial. And lastly, if you ever want to email us a question that we will answer on the radio, if you don't like calling into radio shows, you can reach us at info@vanweefinancial.com.
It's been shown through various studies of radio listeners that less than 5% of people who are listening to the show will ever call one. You really don't have to be afraid for a couple of reasons. First is, we don't bite.
Nope, not at all.
But the more important one is, there are no dumb questions. In fact, the easier the question, the better we look.
That's true. So call with your easy questions.
Sure. And I promise you folks, if there's anything that you're unclear about in the world of finance, investing, and planning, and all that, there are so many people out there who are also as unclear as you are. And by listening to your question and listening to the discussion that follows, trust me, you're helping a lot of other people. They're the kind that are too leery, I guess. I don't want to say chicken, but they're just uncomfortable calling and bearing their souls in public. But another thing I found in my 14 or so years in this business is that there are a lot of people out there willing to talk about their situations to get some good discussion and some good answers. It's always been one of the things about radio that impressed me the most, and it really is just a reflection on the audience that talk radio has. It is an extraordinary and exceptional group of people who are radio show listeners. But I'm preaching to the choir because you guys are radio show listeners.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Adam and I have had a long-standing laugh about this time of year, as long as I've been in this business, and actually before that, when we were just growing up reading newspapers and listening to the television and everything. The way the media treats Christmas is virtually a joke. Before Christmas, they always gang up, and it's gloom and doom.
Every time.
So we have kind of a standing thing we've done every year. The first one of us who finds a gloom and doom article notifies the other one so we can start the laughing process. Then after the first of the year, when the numbers are put all together, they always come up with, oh, it wasn't so bad after all.
Nope. It turns out everything was okay. And we're only talking about the financial side of Christmas.
Exactly.
The retail
right.
sales.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Not the actual event.
Right. But it has been a weird year.
All around.
As we got closer and closer to Christmas, the financial media was talking about how was it expected to be pretty good. And I've been scratching my head thinking, this just doesn't make any sense. This is not the way they do things. What's going on? Well, this morning, I feel so much better. December 24th, Yahoo, headline, U.S. retailers at risk of missing modest holiday sales goals. So I put a little handwritten note under that for the show today. Finally, with an exclamation point, I couldn't find these stories when I was expecting to. So let's hit a couple of highlights here. Super Saturday weekend sales and in stores rose 4% after a 2.5% gain last year. Is that bad?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds real good to me. That puts overall store and online sales from the start of November through December 22nd to rise 3.1%. Okay, we haven't even gotten to gift cards yet, have we?
Nope.
But here's the key. It was below the percent increase that the firm forecast, which was 3.2%. And it only came up to 3.1.
I would call that within the margin of error.
Yeah. And I just, of course, laughed. Last year, last-minute sales gained in the final 10 days driven by sales from lower gas prices. Well, if last year's prices were low, how about this year? Now, here's the big if. If sales spurred by gift card redemptions hold up in the week after Christmas this year, retailers could move closer to meeting performance forecasts.
That 0.1% different.
Isn't me.
It's every year.
It really is. Absolutely. And another part of it here, they're talking about weaker traffic, sales dropped 6.7% over pre-Christmas. And of course, they're talking about the big boxers and the retail in general with the bricks and mortar. If you've been watching anything about how people are shopping this year, why has Amazon stock gone through the roof?
Because I didn't even go to a retail store this season. I ordered just about 100% online. So much easier.
Yeah, they also made a mention in here, apparel sales plummeted as warm weather hurt sales of winter clothing. Well, guess what? We get to put those sales off until it gets cold,
yeah,
when everything's on sale. I think this is kind of a win-win, but I shake my head sometimes and say it's just so predictable, folks. I wish the market were as predictable as that.
Unfortunately, it is not.
No, and it never will be. So, all right. Again, the trivia question: what is the percentage chance we'll have a Santa Claus rally? Which means basically the market will do well the rest of the year. The gift is a Publix gift card sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm at 636-7888. So give us a call and take a shot.
Actually, this week we have a Lowe's gift card instead, but
oh, we do
same thing.
Well, can't go wrong with either one of those.
No.
Lowe's is, I could probably find something in there that we need around the house.
I can usually find it and then take it home and start a project and realize I have to go back and buy something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inevitably.
All right, well, what do you want to talk about?
I actually, in the spirit of Christmas, have a piece on the best financial gifts to give. And I thought I would start out with gifts that you can give to kids and then move on to gifts for the older kids and adults.
Is cash in there?
It is.
Oh, good.
Of course.
Anybody who wants to can send us some.
So I know that it's after Christmas, but you can also use these for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, other. There are lots of opportunities throughout the year to give gifts. And so for the kids, I thought the simplest and easiest thing to get a kid interested in money, why not give them a piggy bank? I know it's pretty simple, but by giving a kid a place to store money, it actually makes kids want to learn to save.
Hmm.
So
I like it.
And then also, if you have two kids, give one to each of them and have a little contest who can fill it up with coins first. That'll really get them interested in the saving aspect of finance.
Well, what if one shakes the coins out of the other one and puts them in?
Well, okay, now that's a whole other lesson that we need to go into about honesty and fairness.
Okay, that's later.
Another thing would be a coin sorter. My kids actually got one of these for Christmas.
I was at your house last night looking through a pile of new-looking things, and I actually saw that.
Yeah. So they're actually really cheap for a little electronic one that will count the money as you put it into a jar, and some of them will actually sort it for you, and it makes saving fun for kids. They love using that thing. So once you have the first two ideas down, think about establishing a savings account in your child's name. So then you can take all that money that you've saved in, that you've counted and saved in the piggy bank, and put it in a savings account, and then make sure that you get them involved, show them the statements, show them how it's growing. I know it's not the most exciting thing for a kid. They'd probably rather go out and spend it on a new video game. But at the same time, it's important to teach your kids the tools that they need for saving later in life.
Credit unions are particularly nice for that kind of thing, too, because they do get just that little added marginal interest on it.
Definitely.
These days, whatever you get, you should be grateful for, but you could at least maximize it.
So I know it's not as fashionable as it once was, but how about a good old-fashioned U.S. savings bond? It's always a great gift. They're available on the government website, www.treasurydirect.gov, and they're a great way to give money to a child. There are two kinds currently available, I-bonds and E-bonds. Both are low risk, and while I-bonds protect you from inflation, E-bonds pay interest based on market rates. So you've got a little bit of a decision to make.
But do they ratchet up the longer they're held if rates adjust?
Yes, that's correct, yep. And so, but you really can't go wrong either way.
No.
So far I've talked about gifts for young children, but if you have teens, you could think about setting them up with a checking account or a prepaid Visa that you charge with their allowance. So every week, if you give a weekly allowance, you put money onto the Visa card. And it teaches them how to budget, how to spend their money wisely, and you can set a goal by telling them to make sure that they don't run out of money mid-month, because you're not going to recharge it until their next allowance is due. So
I hate it when you run out of money before you run out of month.
Exactly. And I know a lot of people who live like that.
Good share of the world, unfortunately.
This one's as much for the parents as it is for the kids, but a donation to a 529 plan is a great gift to anyone with college-bound children. It's one that we use in our own family quite frequently, and what better way to reward a child than to give them the gift of tax-free growth into a college savings plan.
And they were recently made a little more user-friendly. Did you read that part?
I did not.
They now include buying computers, software, and internet access.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the first time. In fact, that's part of the tax changes that I've got reserved for the second part of the show. And that was one of the ones that really opened my eyes, because I've often wondered why it isn't already.
Nice. I have a couple more I'll do after the break.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. I hope nobody goes away. Call the show, please. What is the percentage chance of having a Santa Claus rally, which will end a year that, although we'd rather probably forget it, at least we won't remember it for being a terrible one. So don't go away. We'll be back shortly.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Christmastime wave of severe weather continued to make its way around the South as a tornado touched down in north-central Alabama on Christmas Day. Part of Birmingham was affected. That's the state's largest city. About 10,000 people were said to have lost power. Unseasonably warm weather on Wednesday helped spawn torrential rains and tornadoes that left at least 14 people dead in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi, and dozens of families homeless by Christmas Eve. In all, 15 people have been killed this week. Police in Vienna say they have stepped up security precautions after a warning to several European countries about the possibility of a terrorist attack over the Christmas holidays. In Britain and other countries like Australia and Canada, today is Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, a secular national holiday. It is part of relaxation and indulgence as well as shopping. More details at srnnews.com.
And as I said the other day, here we had some kid who brought in a clock that looked like a bomb into the classroom. The school responded in a responsible way. Law enforcement responded in a responsible way. Immediately they're said to be discriminating because the 14-year-old is Muslim. Immediately the president jumps in with his Twitter account. I guess that's what he does in the middle of the night. Hey, at Benghazi, four people dead. Hey, where's my Twitter?
Mark Levin. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk WBOB.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, January 6th at 5 p.m., Monroe Galleries presents the first Wednesday Art Walk featuring local artists on Monroe Street in downtown Jacksonville. Wednesday, January 6th at 6 p.m., it's free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School. And Wednesday, January 6th at 7 p.m., it's square dance lessons at the Arlington Presbyterian Church.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com.
This is Frank Kiesler. Beginning Monday, January 4th, please join us on 91.7 The Truth, 91.9 in St. Augustine, or 91.3 in Southeast Georgia at noon every day for Men Matter Radio. It's a great hour to hear the truth that men matter. Hope to see you at noon weekdays on The Truth for Men Matter Radio.
WBOB traffic and weather.
A couple of crashes. One at I-10, 295, another at Beach Boulevard eastbound. Yeah, at Central Parkway. Going to be mostly cloudy most of the week. Looking for a little bit of rain today and tonight. Daytime highs around 81, nighttime lows 68. No rain tomorrow. Pretty much the same temperatures, 72. Currently in Newstalk AM 600, FM 100.3, WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on this December 26th. We are live. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here. We can take your calls. Call us at 222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. This segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Things are growing. It is still pretty much summertime out there, believe it or not.
Sure feels like it.
Call Troy at 636, sorry, don't call him there. You can call Ken Bales at that number. Call Troy at 662-9794. We have been talking about everything from smart stuff to stupid stuff to money and everything else. Adam's got a couple more that are on the smart side. I'm going to bring up a couple after that on the stupid side. And the smart ones are usually about people, and the stupid ones are usually about government, it seems. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, weird, huh?
Strong, strong correlation. All right, what else we got? Talk about money for gifts or gifts of monetary things or whatever.
So I mentioned that if you have a college-bound kid, a 529 plan is a great way to give a financial gift. But if your child is not necessarily interested in going to college, you can also think about funding a Roth IRA for them. Now, there is some caveats on that.
Yes, there are.
Your child has to be between the ages of 14 and 30 and have earned income. And you can only contribute up to as much money as they earn that year, and they have to file a tax return, and it can't be above that amount. Otherwise, you can't over-contribute.
Now, if you have the ability to hire your child, you may do that.
That is true also.
Doesn't have to be working for somebody else. Just got to be an actual employment. And if you ever get audited, you should be able to show that the payment was in some way related to a service that was provided or something like that.
Correct.
In other words, a quote, real job within reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just make sure you have some documentation. Right. That's the most important thing. And then for older kids, annual gifting is a great way to give away money with no tax consequences. Any person can give another person $14,000 per year in 2015, which means that any couple can give another couple up to $56,000 per year. This money does not count towards your federal estate tax exemption of $5.43 million, nor does it incur any gift taxes in the year given.
And nor is it even reportable on your tax return.
So you can just give that money away. It's a great estate planning tool if you're very wealthy, and it's a nice way to give money away without incurring taxes if you're not that wealthy.
Yeah. And that is among those very few things that can still be done this year. And the good news on this one was you wait till the 2nd of January, you could do it again.
Exactly.
And let me tell you, the recipients would be very happy.
And the last thing I have is actually a warning. So one thing to be careful of is zero interest rate loans or loans that are forgiven and are probably anything like that that you give to your children or another person are likely going to be considered a gift. Now, you can charge a low interest rate loan as long as it's within a reasonable amount of, because interest rates are so low, it should be somewhat in the market rate range, so 2 to 4%-ish, and that you can do that legally. But if you do give a zero interest rate loan to a kid and then forgive it, that's probably going to be considered a gift, and it may be counted towards your estate tax exemption at some point, and you may have to file a gift tax return on it.
Yeah, for most people, that's about the only downside is you've got to file that return, which is just a pain, and it's not necessary, so just do it right.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to get around that, but just be careful when you're doing that kind of thing.
And you can charge interest and forgive it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you loan money to a child at interest, the next January you can forgive $14,000. The first part of it that's forgiven will be the interest accrued so far. The second part will go against the principal, and that can be done every year until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good plan strategy. For instance, if you wanted to help your kid put a down payment on a house or something, it helps.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. It works. All right, there's a few things, like I mentioned, that we only have a few days left, business days left this year. There are things that have to be done. There are things that can be done. Among the things that have to be done, if you are in the position where you lost a spouse this year and that spouse were at least 70 and a half years old this year and had a qualified retirement account of some sort, be it a traditional IRA, 401k, 403b, whatever, that means that your spouse was required to take an RMD, a required minimum distribution from that account, in the year of your spouse's death. Sometimes that's been done. Sometimes it hasn't. If it has not been done at the end of the year, it is incumbent upon the remaining spouse to take that required minimum distribution for himself or herself prior to the 31st. Prior to the 1st, you could do it on the morning of the 31st, but don't put it off that long. That's getting dangerous. If you don't do it, here's the key, folks. There is a little penalty involved, 50% tax penalty if it's not done. I don't care if it's a little $1,500 or $2,000 withdrawal. You do not want to pay an extra 50% to Uncle Sam because you didn't know enough to do that or forgot to do it or your advisor wasn't on top of it or whatever. In fact, Adam and I have spent the month making real sure with a very fine tooth comb that every RMD for every one of our client group was out there and on time and correct. So it's really important, especially because of the size of the penalty. Now, let's say somebody gets to next week and says, oops, what can I do? Well, you can write a check for 50% of it, but I wouldn't do that right away. There is actually a form and a letter that you can write to the IRS and explain the mitigating circumstances. Say, for instance, you just lost a spouse. It's the Christmas season. It's not really a good week for you to be thinking about these things. We could probably understand that. Let's say you moved your account to an advisor this year who did not realize, even if he or she should have realized, let's say he or she did not realize, that that had not been done. It is incumbent on them, and I'm saying this partly from experience, I've had to do it once, write that letter to the IRS explaining that you are the new advisor and the custodian didn't tell you and the client didn't tell you. Here's the key. The second you realize it, take the money now before you write the letter. Explain in your letter that you understand this and you took it as soon as you realized it. And you are most likely to get away with it and save that penalty. Now, again, I'm not telling you exactly how to do things. I'm telling you what can be done. So anybody who's listening to that and recognizes the situation as their own or somebody or maybe their parents, then if you need to know more about it, call us at
904-685-1505.
And we're always happy to discuss these things, and you won't get a bill, folks. But you can also call the show. And if you've done something like that and want to share it with people, it's very important. There are too many times when someone misses something like that and it winds up in a big penalty. And if you can unwind that thing, just saving money of your own, it's very, very important. Right, let's go back to that you lost a spouse thing. There is a provision that I've talked about on the show recently called portability. Adam mentioned that the estate tax exemption per person right now is at $5.43 million, and that goes up a little bit next year, too. But that's each person. Now, when one spouse dies, the other one is allowed to add the remaining out of the other spouse's onto their own balance, so it could conceivably go to about $10.9 million. Now, you might figure, well, I'm not a rich person. Why would I bother to do that? Well, here's why. Because maybe you'll get real lucky afterwards. If you forget to file the form that says, it's all you got to do, a simple one-page thing, I want the portability, and bang, it's applied to you. There's no cost. There's no hassle. If you can afford a 50-cent stamp, you can do it. So you send that in, and just in case, you can go double on your lifetime exemption for estate taxes. And then you go out and put a couple bucks in the lottery and see. How's that?
That's one way to do it.
Well, if you need to justify the action to yourself, buy a lottery ticket and then see if it works. It won't, but, you know, it certainly could. There are a few other things that have to be wrapped up before the end of the year if you want to do them, but there are a few things that we can put off, too, and we'll be talking about those early in the year. There are a few things that are very important. There's a couple I want to touch on after the break. The music's playing. The trivia question brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. What is the percentage chance of having a Santa Claus rally to finish up this year on a high note? It's over 50 and under 100%. So if you want the answer, stick with us until after the break.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour for the year 2016. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we will be here next week, live and raring to go on the second day of January. So make it a point to come and listen to us then and see what happens in the new year. I'll be curious to see how that Santa Claus rally has turned out, although it won't be technically over by then, but we'll know the year-end number by then. We'll see which one of us was closest. Back to widows and widowers for a moment. Tough topic when you're at this time of year talking about having lost a spouse, but a couple of things that you might not know. You might not know that a single person can exclude $250,000 of gain on the sale of a house. A couple, a married couple, can exclude $500,000. If you lose a spouse and then in the next year, as it turns out now, you would like to sell the house, and for the first time in a long time, Adam and I were talking about this in the break, we can actually discuss now people making money on their homes.
It's been a long time.
Really, really has. They're about 5 years after 2007 where I was just reluctant to bring up topics like that because it wasn't happening. Everybody was losing it, and more on that to come too, but that'll be a little later. But did you know that if you sell that house the next year, and some people just don't like living there with their spouse not there, others never want to leave, but if you do and happen to make more than $250,000, you're okay. up to $500,000 for 2 years from the date of death. Not from December 31st, 2 years later, but 2 years from the date of death. If you sell that house and make more than $250,000 gain, up to $500,000, there is no tax. That is a benefit that outlives your spouse, and it could be very, very good for people. You must know those things. How about tax returns? You lost a spouse. You always go on, what is your filing status on December 31st of this year? Well, you would have been married filing jointly, except now you're single. Except this year. You are still, if you want to, married filing jointly, which carries a lot better benefits in terms of tax brackets, deductions, and that sort of thing. So gone but not forgotten applies at tax time for the year of death. And then, let's say there's a life insurance policy and you decide to take a structured settlement, meaning not all cash. Proceeds of a life insurance contract are generally tax-free. If you take a structured settlement, i.e. annuity type, and there's an interest portion of that, that is taxable income to you, so you know. Most of the time, I would recommend you take those out in cash, and you can always buy a private annuity if you'd like to. But some people don't like dealing with that sort of thing and would rather have the money applied over their lifetime or over a period certain or something like that. But just know that when you get a life insurance payout, you are probably talking about tax-free income to you under normal circumstances. So a few things for the widows and widowers, uncomfortable topics anytime you get into that sort of thing, but partly because of what I was talking about earlier, these things happen. Yeah, let's see. Congress and its infinite wisdom. I told you the good parts are usually individuals, the bad parts are usually Congress-related. They did some things right, which really was not much more than failing to do them poorly for the 100th time. On the taxes, there is a law called PATH, which stands for Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes. Yes, the look on Adam's face just said it all.
Mm-hmm.
First, a rhetorical question. If you pay the same tax this year that you did last year, is that a tax hike?
No.
No. If you pay the same tax next year that you pay this year, is that a tax hike?
Nope.
If you were scheduled to pay more for something next year, but like every other year, at the last minute, they roll it back, is that a tax hike?
No.
Then what are we being protected from? The status quo? Or the failure to...
I could see why they'd want to sell it like they do, but it is pretty much false advertising.
Thank you. That is the most perfect term for it. So every year we get to look at these tax extenders and say, oh, goody, this year I get to do what I did last year. Well, I don't consider that a gift, people, because they do it every year. Well, this was no exception, but they actually improved on it a little bit on the PATH of 2015 tax. Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes. Boy, that just right there, that gets me. I don't like having to read that kind of stuff. But it's typical of Congress. So, what did it say? Well, first off, and this is a second form of hypocrisy built into this thing in my mind, you know how in Congress, when we the people get to keep something that we might otherwise pay, it's called a cost to the Congress. Well, that presupposes that every dollar we have belongs to the government, and whatever they let us keep, which is called in their parlance a tax expenditure, they call it costing money. The cost of PATH is estimated at $650 billion over the next 10 years, plus another $130 billion of interest on that debt, because, of course, this will all be borrowed money, because we don't have any money. So, is it really a cost of $650 billion because they made it permanent instead of doing it every year exactly the same? Or is it just a break even?
I would call that a basically the same.
All right. Well, enough complain, right? What happened? I think a week or two ago I talked about the qualified charitable distributions from IRAs. If you're 70 and a half and have to take a required minimum distribution from a taxable account, you are allowed up to $100,000 to have your custodian send a check to your qualified charity, very important qualified, directly. What does that do? It satisfies your required minimum. It does not get you a 1099. It does not bump up your income where potentially things like Medicare could cost you more. If you bump your income up and then take a tax deduction, in some cases you will lose part of that tax deduction. So if you want to, if you don't need the money and you don't have to do all of it, you could do $5,000 or $10,000 to a charity if you wanted to. Any part that you use a QCD and send it directly to the charity will not be on your 1099. So if you're an income tracker like I am, I always like to get with my clients and say, what's your income going to be? Because there are some real benefits to staying under certain limits. You can do it permanently now. Thank you, Congress. Now, we live in a state where we don't have a state income tax. You can call it coincidence if you want to, but it's not for a lot of us. No. That's one of the great reasons that I moved down here from Wisconsin, because there is no state income tax. Well, state income taxes have always been deductible at the federal level. We didn't have any. So a few years ago, somebody came up with the idea that we ought to have a sales tax deduction instead, so you can pick either one, either your state income tax or your state sales tax. And that passed for a year, and it's been annually renewed ever since. Congratulations, Florida. It is now permanent. We get it.
That is nice.
That is really nice. The not knowing is the part that's nice. You figure you're going to get it, but when you have to rely on these bozos up in D.C. to do the right thing at the last minute, it's too scary. The Enhanced American Opportunity Tax Credit. Now, all that is, it's a big fancy way of saying you get a really good deduction for higher education, tuition, and so on. Enhanced Child Credit. Child credit has been around a long time. It has been at $1,000 for a long time. Every year, it threatens to go back to $500. It is now permanent. So good news for parents. School teacher expense deduction. This is where school teachers who are always understaffed, under-provisioned, and the whole thing, were able to deduct up to $300 out of their own pockets for things that, or $250, I guess, for things that they had to buy for their classroom to do a better job. That's now made permanent. That's a very, very good thing. Discharged mortgage debt from a short sale, not made permanent, but extended through 2016. There's a couple more. That's all the stuff that's real important for the next week. The music's playing. There's a 71% chance, based on the last 45 years of market history, that we will have a rally next week in the market. And if we do, we'll come out just a little bit on the upside after this miserable year. So I hope it works out for all of us. Want to wish everybody a happy new year. We'll be here on the 2nd. You be here too.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600.